The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's birthday was yesterday. We celebrated it last night.
Happy birthday.
One of us is resting up this morning.
Well, that's
we
okay.
did an old-fashioned pub crawl. I haven't done that in a long time. When I say a pub crawl, I'm not talking about till 2 in the morning. You know, it went to 8? Started down at the public market, hit Pipeline, and then over, what's the name of this little bar right across, in Chevron Square?
FOMO.
Momo's.
FOMO.
Yeah. What? FOMO?
FOMO.
Yeah, the one on the ground deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice place in there. Gave some medical advice to the bartender. And
okay.
It was a very nice evening, and I just want to thank, and she's doing it now, but all those really nice things people said on Facebook and all the nice things people have done for Linda yesterday on her birthday. So thank you. Anyway, hey, it's the 22nd of May, 7:06 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Alex. I saw you went cowboy on me.
Oh, yeah.
During the rodeo.
I went for a couple hours. And
your hat was on backwards. No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't know.
No, I tell you what. I've gone to a lot of rodeos and a lot of events, especially the NFR. And as Tom Glaus, the president of the PRCA, says, if you see somebody wearing the hat backwards, and you see it,
you know they're not a cowboy.
Well, no, it could be a variety of reasons. But the thing is they're there, and they want to share the experience. So you make them feel welcome. And no, your hat was on. Absolutely correct. And you looked Western.
Oh, thank you, man.
There you went.
I had a...
That big chaw to back in your mouth, that helped.
Yeah. Well, fake tobacco. I think it was fake. I had a wardrobe person who used to work in Hollywood.
You needed a wardrobe person.
I don't have any Western wear, but I mean, I'm a team player, so there we go.
Well, you just let me know next time I have a couple of hats. That I've accumulated over the years. One of them is just it's in some state of disrepair, and I still wear it. I wore it during a rodeo.
Nice.
It's been stepped on by horses and blown off and. Anyway,
I tried to get in the spirit of things.
I love that hat. I've had it rebanded, and I've got sweatbands, new ones put in, just so I could keep wearing it. And I've got really nice hats.
I'm sure you do.
And but anyway, okay, we have a national day today.
We do. We have two: National Road Trip Day and National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Okay, National Road Trip. Have you done road trips?
Oh, many times.
Yeah. There's something about a road trip. None of them are the same.
For me, it's stopping at all the hole-in-the-wall truck stops.
Oh, yeah.
Not the major ones, but the ones that are locally owned. You can find amazing things in those stores.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Have you ever done the Route 66? Ever done any of that?
I've never done that. I know to where it starts Santa Monica.
Okay. Well, you need to make that run through Route 66 through Seligman and that area, because Seligman, Arizona is kind of like the heart of the Route 66 run, with the different stores and bars and all those kind of things.
I did go to Route 66 in Oklahoma, because there's a point where it
dips down.
It goes from, goes east to west, but it goes north. Mm-hmm. For part of it. Okay. And so I went to the place where it actually turns north.
Oh, okay.
There's a really cool drive-in movie theater there that's been restored.
Wow. You don't see a lot of drive-ins anymore.
No.
Okay. weather today, sunny and hot with about 98 today. And Saturday, it's cooling off to about 92. Sunday, 91. And Memorial Day, it's going to be a balmy 86. And Tuesday, even down to 80. And Wednesday and Thursday, in the 80s. So today's going to be like the high day. So be aware of that. And sadly, I read my first article of the summer about somebody leaving a kid in a car.
Oh, no.
Child died, 1 year old, arrested a dad. He'd been drinking during the day. But it was the first one I've read. It was down in Alabama, and temperatures were in the 90s. So my friends, don't leave. Be very careful because you had the winter, and you may have left your kid in the car while you ran in to do something, or your animal or something. So just be aware out there. And your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Been in the business 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Good people, providing outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm sitting here with candidate Gary Oxley, who is running for supervisor, District 5. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
It's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm still upright. I survived the pub crawl last night. Yeah, our pub crawl's in at 8, you know. But we started early. So,
Well, happy birthday to your wife. And today is my son's birthday, 42nd birthday. So
happy birthday to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gary, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I moved up here in 1995 with my three sons and started work at Ready Medical Center. I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse now for 32 years, held various leadership roles. So a lot of the experience that I bring to the table is my leadership roles in nursing and healthcare, one of which was a regional director taking care of several different hospitals here on the western part of the United States. I've also was a local business owner with my wife, Wendy. We owned Rejuvenate Pools and Spas until the economy just really took a hit on our business, and we closed our business, and I'm now retired.
Pools become a luxury.
Yes, it is.
At certain times.
Yeah.
People put off, okay, I don't need the pool redone.
Right.
I need to wait another year.
Yep.
But that doesn't help the people in the business.
No.
And you weren't the only one.
No, and I think the one thing that we got into the business because I was fatigued from a lot of the negative politics that were happening in healthcare, and we wanted to do something positive, and so we understood how important water therapy is for people, and so we got into the spa and pool business to try to help people maintain their quality of life.
Yeah.
So it was a good business. We loved it. Now we're developing a 67-acre ranch off of Durst Road.
Whoa.
So we're small, but we've got five goats, five dogs, and 30-some chickens and a couple of rabbits. So it's a huge progress.
What are you doing with the other 66 acres?
You know, at some point in time, we've looked at different things. We've looked at maybe turning it into a wild horse refuge, something of that nature. We got into that. We purchased the property for the warehouse that was on there, and 2 months after we purchased it, the insurance carrier dropped us, and so we couldn't run our business out there.
Cool.
So now we're looking at what can we do? We came out here. Now what can we do with this property? And so that's one of the things that we're looking at is doing that, or we're going to raise cattle or sheep, something. We want to put that land to use. So, yeah.
I was – 67 acres is, you know, people go, well, 67, that's a lot of land.
It is a lot of land.
And then it's a lot of land you have to take care of.
Yes.
But if you have sheep, that really helps, or goats.
Yep,
that really helps keeps the foliage down.
It does. The problem that we incur out there is all the predators. We have mountain lion, bobcat. A neighbor saw wolves about a month ago in the area.
I would say there's wolves.
Yeah,
there's wolves in Tehama County, and there's no reason to believe they're not. They
and haven't moved in Congress.
And Congress. There's no reason to believe they have not moved down into Shasta.
Sure, they're here.
Oh yeah.
We've got coyotes, so we can't, we have to be very protective of them.
Of your animals.
So, but yeah, that's what we're doing right now. And
there's a business for you. What you do is you start breeding these great, Pyrenees.
Yes.
Or the cattle, or the stock watching dogs.
Right.
Because it seems like you're going to see more and more of those.
Right.
Okay. So what was the trigger for you to run for supervisor?
Well, I've been involved with local politics as far as going to board meetings, being proactive, trying to do my part for the community. In December of last year, there were several decisions that were made by the board that made me cringe, and had a couple of people come to me and ask me if I would consider running. And after a month of consideration with my wife and doing a lot of praying, we decided to run. So
what were those decisions?
So the big decision was,
you said there were some things done at the county.
Yeah, one of the first things that I saw was the pay raise that the Board of Supervisors gave themselves, but they denied giving a 40 cents an hour pay raise.
That was a pretty spectacular pay raise.
It was a $31,000 a year pay raise plus a $5,000 car allowance. Yet they couldn't give in-home support service workers a 40 cents an hour pay raise. So that, I really cringed on that. It's like, how do you justify giving yourself that raise when the rank and file people who do some of the hardest work in the county, you can't pay those folks 40 cents an hour more? So that was one reason. The other reason that I saw was regarding Measure B, and when the board voted to support the suing those five defendants for their desire to put a measure onto the ballot, it's like, how do you justify doing that? So those were two real big ones. And then a third one was the refusal of the incumbent and two other board of supervisors refusing to address allegations of fraud and abuse by the Child Protective Services and Health and Human Services, and their denial, refusing to just even get engaged with that. So I started looking into that, and we have a problem here. And that one was the one where I said, okay, we're going to run.
Okay.
So those are the top three reasons why decided to run.
I'm here with Gary Oxley, running for supervisor of 5th District. 7:17 in the morning, we're going to take our first break.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
There ain't no good guys, there ain't no bad guys. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yeah, I disagree with that. There are good guys.
Yeah.
And there's bad guys. What you have to do is figure out which one you are. Hey, I would just want to remind everybody that a week from tomorrow is going to be the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council's 33rd Annual Memorial Service. We salute our nation's heroes. It's going to be Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. down at the Veterans Memorial Grove at the Civic. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited, and there will be a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony. It's a smaller event, and it's a more intimate event, and I truly enjoy this one. And so it's going to be next Saturday at 11 a.m. down at the Veterans Memorial Grove, followed by a complimentary lunch. Bring your friends. And we're here with Gary Oxley, who is running for District 5 Supervisor. You're a veteran.
Yes, I am.
And Memorial Day.
Yes. You know,
we were talking about it a little bit during the break.
Yeah, and, you know, I always had a plan of doing one thing this morning on the radio, and I failed to do that. And that's I really want to just send out a thank you to all the families of the fallen veterans that we've had. To me, they paid an ultimate price so that we can be here in America and enjoy the freedoms that our founding fathers started 250 years ago now. So I just want to send out a thank you and pay honor to the our fallen veterans.
Okay. Well, and this is Memorial Day. That's what it's for those who have fallen in the defense of our country.
That's right.
Okay, so I see in one of the statements you made that the agenda packets.
Yeah. So one of the things I think that the board needs more time to look at the agenda. Right now, it comes out 3 days before the meeting, comes out late on Thursday. I'd like to see that pushed to 5 days so that the public and the board of supervisors have more time to do research so that when they come together sitting at the board in front of the public, they have more information so that the decisions that they make can be done more efficiently and effectively. So because I see that there are decisions that sometimes are made that they've had to come back and undo their decisions. So, and I think the most recent one that was concerning to me was with Health and Human Services, and they're giving them a $10 million loan and without really finding out where the problem is. And Carl, I don't know. You own a business. I've owned a business.
Yeah.
You need to know where the leaks are. And to give money away without knowing where the problem lies, to me, that's a huge issue.
Health and Human Services has been running a deficit here for, gosh, they've had to prop them up a couple of times.
Yes.
And they couldn't pay them back.
That's right.
And this is a, and keeping the, you know, continuing to pump money into something that's, you know, it's got a lot of leaks, mm-hmm. as you said. It seems to me there's got to be a plan there. I mean, we need Health and Human Services.
Yes. So as a supervisor, one of the first things that I would do is I would work towards having a forensic audit, which will help us to find where the leaks are. You can't just do an internal audit. You have to do a forensic audit, which allows for an outsider to come in and be able to look at what we're doing here in Shasta County. That has to be fixed. They talk about having a budget that's in the black. I don't understand how you can say that when your biggest department that you're running is in the red. So,
well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, the fact that you used the term forensic audit.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that term from everybody running. We need a forensic audit over at this county. And yet, when the people get in there, there is no forensic audit.
Right.
You know, oh, no, we've looked at it and all that. Well, the city's doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it whatever you want.
Right.
But that's exactly what it's doing. It's going layer by layer,
yeah.
Looking at everything that people are doing. You know, it's one thing to have redundancies, but it's another to have duplication over several agencies. You know, you need to be able to, if once something happens here, you need to have a redundant system. But you don't need three or four of them. And what Tarbo's doing is looking at every aspect mm-hmm. of the city. And, yeah, it costs, I don't know, $200,000, whatever it is. However, just from that, you may be able to save $1 million.
That's right.
And $1 million every year.
That's right.
So I've heard that term forensic audit. And if you're elected, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I tell you,
so that I can see you 4 years from now and say, what happened to the forensic audit?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's, like I said, I'm retired and I'm coming into this as with a sense of duty, to try to make a change. If I don't do those things, then I need to step down.
Okay.
That's how I look at it. If I'm making a promise that we're going to do something and I don't do it, then Carl, I need to step down because that shows a lack of integrity on my part. So it just needs to happen. I can't, as holding the highest office here in Shasta County as a board of supervisors, that's my jurisdiction and my responsibility to make sure that that Health and Human Services is run correctly. So.
Okay. We're here with Gary Oxen. We're going to get back on track here. And I went over in the last. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst, the windshield whisperer. If you want the best, call Wurst.
There it is.
There you go. That's right. He's been repairing windshields for close to 30 years. There's nothing anybody's going to tell this guy or be able to show this guy he doesn't know. Jeff will take your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or even RV, and put it in a climate-controlled area And whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he will fix it and guarantees it for the life of your windshield. Don't take chances on your family's safety. It's a 3-day weekend. People want to be traveling. It's hot out there. And, you know, windshields with a little bitty chip could crack. Why not have Jeff take a look at it? It's a free inspection and analysis of your windshield and either the chip or crack. You're not going to be disappointed. He'll fix it. He fixes it at a very fair price, and you can be on your way. So bring your vehicle down for that free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He's fixed our windshield several times, and it's just, you know, perfect. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Gary Oxley.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Our guest is Gary Oxley. He's running for supervisor, 5th District. And so, if elected, what are, say, the first three challenges?
So the first three things that my top priorities is, the first one is we need to put God first back in our lives. Our founding fathers were really adamant about that. They said that the Constitution will only work for a moral and religious people. That doesn't mean that the government's taking over your thought processes for your religious beliefs. It means the values, those core values, are needed in the people that run the government, who are elected to be your representatives, and the people themselves need to be able to have a form of governance, and they believe that the Constitution would work if the people were moral and religious people. If you look at the problems that we have today with the extreme people on the right and the extreme people on the left, they've lost, I believe, that those moral compasses to help us stay in track to work on a balance. So the first one is put God back in our lives. I'd like to see our national motto put into the chambers of the Board of Supervisors, "In God We Trust." Second one is I'd like to be able to see a historical monument based on the Supreme Court Justice case Van Orden versus Perry, a historical Ten Commandment monument put on county property to remind us that those values, those historical laws, are in fact in our judicial system. They judge us. So I'd like to do that. The second one is we need to strengthen our families. We need smaller government and bigger business. One of the things that I think we really need to do is we really need to promote business and strengthen our families. And one of the things that encompasses strengthening our family is protecting parental rights. It has come to my attention, and this is the primary reason why I decided to run, was because of the fraud and abuse that's happening in the Health and Human Services and the Child Protective Service Department. We need to audit that. When I first became aware of this issue, there was one family. There are now up to 25 different families that are alleging that they did not receive their due process, that the reunification services that the law demands that happen, they were not given to these families. So that's an issue that needs to be resolved.
Are those lawsuits?
There are a couple lawsuits right now.
Allegations?
No, there are a couple of lawsuits right now. One of them is now up at the Supreme Court level.
From Shasta County?
Yes. I would not be bringing these. Being in healthcare, I'm a mandated reporter. And and my primary role is being an advocate. So when people come to me and they say, here's an issue, here's the black and white print that says one thing and they did something exactly opposite, I need to bring that to somebody's attention. So I know that these families came to the Board of Supervisors. All of them were told it's not their jurisdiction. Well, in fact, it is their jurisdiction. That's a bare minimum. They could do an administrative review of the processes to make sure that families are receiving those reunification services. So that's the second one. The third one is defending inalienable rights, and that goes along with parental rights. One of the big things that I think that goes back to strengthening our families is we need to get our families the best opportunities to provide a living for themselves. There is here in the state of California, it's called a business personal property tax exemption. State of California allows up to $10,000 for businesses to write off. Here in Shasta County, it's $1,900. And so one of the things that I would like to do as a Board of Supervisors is to make sure that we increase that exemption. Discretion of the Board of Supervisors to raise that limit up to $10,000. It's going to help families, small businesses. It would have helped Wendy and I on our business huge. So that's the top three is putting God back in our lives, getting the national motto into the chambers as a reminder of our foundation, strengthening our families by looking into providing this tax exemption to help them with their cost of living, and then also being able to defend parental rights and looking into these allegations of abuse and fraud from the Child Protective Services.
Okay. We have a mental health crisis. Yeah, I don't know if crisis is the right word, but a real mental health problem here in Shasta County.
We do.
high suicide rates, highest, childhood adverse
childhood experiences.
ACEs scores,
yes.
A number of things.
Yeah.
Mental health, we had a chance, it seemed like, of bringing in a big facility here. The Board of Supervisors signed a letter against it and then signed a letter for it. We did not get the funding, the grant. We just had something happen down in Anderson, which turned into a,
yes, that was a debacle.
There's a word I was going to use, and it just kept, it was in my mind, but I could not say it. But, in that turn, you know, that went away. Since, you know, mental health has a direct impact on jails. So do you have any, thoughts on that?
I do. I think, you know, as a registered nurse and being in leadership, I've learned over the course of my leadership experience, you have to identify the problem. You have to look at why the problem is there, come up with a plan, implement the plan, and then reevaluate it for its effectiveness. I can't recall right now off the top of my head, Carl, how many nonprofit organizations that we have in Shasta County that deal with mental health. But with all these nonprofit organizations that we have some of the worst scores in the state. So to me, as a board of supervisor, I need to ask the tough questions. How effective are you, and what are you doing with the money that we're giving you? I know for a fact, and I'm not going to mention the nonprofit organization on the air, but they were given $4 million. They had no curriculum to offer, because they kept saying that that the scientific method changes so frequently that they can't identify a curriculum. So why are we giving them $4 million? We need to look at how we're spending our money and looking at what services really, where do we get our best bang for our buck?
Well, I know the state spends like $27 billion on homelessness, and they had no criteria to see which was successful or not. I would hate to think that we would be giving money to organizations that couldn't show us that I took your money and we had this much success. And on the other hand, then you have another one that wasn't. Then that next year, kind of move that money around. Are you in favor of having a mental health facility like that one proposed that came up out of one safe place?
You know, I can't.
It's going to be like 100 beds or something like that.
I can't speak for what model is going to be the best, Carl, but mm-hmm. I do believe that we need to have a mental health facility. We have that process. We have problems here. My brother was a veteran and he committed suicide. So I understand personally the effects of mental health. I know that that's a problem. We have to address it, but we need to be wise. We need to be prudent and financially responsible for what program is the best. And I think that's where it goes back. Carl, the Brown Act was meant there to protect to provide transparency, but it restricts the Board of Supervisors from being able to communicate outside of board chambers. So if that's the case, then
there was a variety of reasons the Brown Act came out.
It is. But we need to have, the Board of Supervisors need more time to discuss these things. And this is what I'm saying.
If you're all together, you can discuss them. You just can't discuss it with more than one other board member.
Right.
You know, the Board of Supervisors needs a mountain retreat for 5 days up in the Warners or up in the Trinity. And y'all just camp around a fire and iron these things out.
And that there needs to be better communication is what I'm saying. And
that's what I mean.
You
go up there for 5 days. And by the time it's over,
yeah.
Well, it could be not all of you come back down, but no. Alex, I was just kidding. There have been meetings I've seen.
We need a
local
campaign.
Meetings, and not necessarily political meetings, but other group meetings.
Right.
That I've so much wanted to say, why don't we do this like we did in the Marine Corps a few times? Why don't you two step outside and pound on each other and get it out of your systems and come back in and let's all work together. And it doesn't necessarily mean the one that wins.
Right.
It just means that get it out of your system.
Right.
We're here with Gary Alex. We're going to take a quick break. I've got a couple specific questions when we come back on aspects of our county government. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. been in business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only place that Linda, who is a truly aficionado of jewelry, shops at. A great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. And Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard, just great people. You know, come in there and you get your, you know, get the watch batteries replaced. You can get your watch repaired because they have the only watch repairman in the whole area right there. Want to design a piece of jewelry? They're going to help you, and then they can build it for you. They did our wedding rings, and they're still holding up. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, still on my hand. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, and they've been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Gary Oxley.
I got you.
Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Watch your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It's Friday, yeah, the 22nd of May, 7:49 in the morning. Going up to 98 today. Be prepared for that. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Hey, my guest is Gary Oxley, running for Board of Supervisors, 5th District. And I've got a couple of specific questions. In the news, it broke this week, even though, as people know, if they listen to the show, it's because Stephanie's been talking about this for like 2 years. We lost 6 assistant district attorneys to other places. They got paid more, but the big thing was quality of life. Mm-hmm. Her attorneys were working 6-7 days a week trying to keep up with the load. Similar counties that have the exact same number of cases have almost a third to a half more district attorneys and like 2 times as many of the support staff. And they work 40-hour weeks. And they get the job done. And I think I know what the answer is to this, but what is your opinion?
Well, I have to go back to the Board of Supervisors. I was there 2 years ago when the DA got up there and was talking about their lack of funding and how they needed more DAs. And the board didn't respond. So to me, Carl, that is the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors. They hold the keys to the finances. They needed to fix that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it needs to be fixed now. Again, it seems to me that there's all this shuffling of money that goes to different projects and things of that, but we're not taking care of the priorities. And to me, public safety is number one. And if we can't support the DA who's trying to help bring about public safety, then we have lost our way.
We lost our way in the woods, and I'll tell you why. Because no matter how good your police are, and we have good police and sheriff, we all know that, it has to go through the court system. And if the court system doesn't have the prosecutors, it's the backup. You know, we need a bigger jail, obviously, and I'll ask you about that one too. But this is something that needs to be addressed. We pay police $60,000 to join us. You know, how much is a DA worth?
I want to give you an example of the problem with not having enough DAs. So my neighbor caught somebody trying to dispose of a vehicle on his property that had no VIN numbers, was totally stripped down, and this guy takes another car in there to drop off this stripped car onto this guy's property. Went through his gate, back. So the sheriffs come out, and the sheriffs did a wonderful job, I thought. But one of the things that we discussed about was, what are we going to do with this guy? We have nobody to prosecute him.
Yeah.
And he's low-hanging fruit. So what do you do? We let people who break our laws go.
And if you don't get them in a certain time frame, you have to dismiss the case.
That's right.
Okay, that's number one. Is the DA problem. The other is the jail. I tell you what, I've been sitting here for 16 years, and I've been hearing we need a bigger jail. Every tax measure that's come up that's to address that has failed miserably. And now we have the
alternative custody program.
Thank you. I don't know, but I have a mental block on that one. That's been proposed down there, off, I think, Radio Lane or someplace down there. What is your thoughts on that?
I don't support that. for two reasons. I don't support it because the neighbors don't want it in their backyard, and they've listed reasons, and I can't tell you all their reasons. But for me, the biggest reason that I cannot support it is, unfortunately, right now in our own current jail, we have illicit drug traffic in our jail right now, according to the grand jury report. So if our sheriff cannot fix the problem in that facility of getting illicit drug traffic out, what are we going to put another facility down by another group of homes where drugs are going to be trafficked into that facility and putting people in harm's way? So we have to fix that drug problem first. The second thing is we also need to start pushing to get Susanville opened up again and get the felons out of our current jail and back into federal prison system. So what can a board of supervisors do? Because that's really outside of our jurisdiction. But we're in a political position to have influence. We could work with other counties to start pushing back to get these federal prisons back open.
Oh, that's
where they need to be.
That was a state prison.
That's what I meant, state prison.
Yeah. And
thank you for correcting me.
Well, just want people to know, because Newsom has been on the rampage to close down these prisons.
That's right.
And what it does is it drops all these people back with us.
Yep.
Jails for 1 year, maybe 2 years. We got people in there right now for six, and I think there's one down in L.A. for like 20-something years sentenced to the county jail.
Right.
And it's like a happy hunting ground for lawyers on this, because jails were built differently. So you're against the alternative custody program.
Yes.
And so what's your solution besides trying to get the state to open up prisons?
Unfortunately, Carl, I don't have a solution for that. I don't think there is a current solution other than keeping the revolving door going. If they want to have an alternative custody program, then put it in an area that's away from people. We have a big county, and I know Board of Supervisors say that they have the jurisdiction to get rid of different fees and things of that nature. So let's find a piece of property away from homes and put it there. Even the folks that live downtown, I used to live downtown, nobody wants the jail in their backyard. So I get that, but...
You know, I have the jail kind of in my backyard. I can hit it with a three-wood, the jail from my backyard. And I can say that I've never... 18 years, I've never had a problem.
Right.
Now, I don't live across from the jail, which are mainly lawyers' places and that. But I understand where people don't want to have something built. I understand that. You've got 67 acres. You were figuring out what to do with it.
There you go. Bring them out.
Right there. You've got a steady source of income.
Yep.
I think you can start a big garden and feed the prison. Okay. I'm sorry. I was being facetious.
No. You know what? I think, Carl, for me, it's about hope. And every time we turn around, we lose a little bit more hope. And I look at these folks down there off of 273 in that neighborhood. They don't want them there. They want to have hope. And to me, it's important that we remember that, because if we don't.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It's okay.
I got 2 minutes.
Okay.
So I got one more question. Take a short time on this, and then I want you to finish up why people should vote for you. The proposed casino on I-5.
I have no problem with the casino being put there, Carl. The only issue that I have is access to it. Wendy and I were coming home from Sacramento one evening, headed towards Corning, and we saw all of these emergency lights on I-5, and we thought, man, this is a huge accident.
Right.
And as we got closer, we realized that Highway Patrol were being used to direct traffic off I-5 onto that exit for the casino down there.
Okay.
I can't That's unacceptable to me. So if the casino wants to be put there, I'm for free enterprise. It's going to create jobs. It's going to actually be probably a good thing. But to me, if they want that there, then they should pay for the
logistics, infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Final thoughts.
Sure.
Why should people vote for Gary?
Well, Carl, I think that I'm bringing to the table a lot of leadership, and knowing how to look at problems, how to assess them, how to make plans to get them done. And then the key part of it is to look for at its effectiveness of the plan. And if it's not working, then we got to go back to the drawing board. And we need to have improved communication with the board members and the public. I am so tired of going to board meetings and seeing this riff that happens.
The circus?
Yes, and it doesn't need to be there. So I think I bring some honesty and integrity to the game that I believe is missing.
Okay, Gary. It's been a pleasure interviewing you today, as it is all of our candidates. We, as people know, we never endorse Senators because, you know, frankly, we honor those who run for office. We may not agree with them, sure, but we honor those who are taking that step into the arena. And that can get bloody in there. So thank you very much. How do people get a hold of you?
You can go to my website. It's Oxley Supervisor District 5, numeral 5.com.
You got it. Okay. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got House Realty. They were scheduled for last Friday, but guess where we were? At the pancake breakfast. Okay, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la, la 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 la.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump says for decades American presidents have considered actively intervening in Cuba. But in Mr. Trump's words, it looks like I'll be the one that does it. Secretary of State Rubio says the Trump administration would prefer to resolve differences with Cuba peacefully, but he doubts the U.S. can reach a diplomatic resolution with the island's communist regime. The secretary is in Sweden for a NATO foreign ministers meeting. He says freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz is more important to other NATO members than it is to the U.S., suggesting the allies might want to lend a hand should the U.S. have to force the issue with Iran. President Trump says the U.S. will be sending an additional 5,000 troops to Poland. The move comes as 5,000 American troops are pulled out of Germany. It's a lengthy prison sentence for a Minnesota woman, the center of a massive fraud scandal, ripped off taxpayers to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
In what is billed by officials as the largest COVID-19 fraud scheme in the country, Amy Bach has been sentenced to nearly 42 years in prison. Bach ran Feeding Our Future and was convicted in a staggering $250 million fraud case that helped ignite an immigration crackdown in Minnesota by the Trump administration. After the sentencing, authorities held a news conference to announce charges against 15 more people accused of fraud and receiving federal payments for a variety of social services administered through Minnesota's state government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A NASCAR icon is dead. Kyle Busch was just 41 years old. His family says he died after being hospitalized, survived by his wife and two children. Wall Street looks like it's heading for another winning week. The Dow is up 278 points, and NASDAQ ahead 116. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
British police are asking witnesses to come forward in their investigation of alleged wrongdoing by former Prince Andrew tied to the late Jeffrey Epstein.
Thames Valley police also said they had been in contact with lawyers for a woman who alleges she was taken to a location in Windsor for sexual purposes in 2010. A police statement said if she wishes to report this to police, it will be taken seriously and handled with care, sensitivity and respect for her privacy. Police are calling for anyone with information about alleged sexual offences, corruption, fraud or the sharing of confidential information to come forward. The 66-year-old former prince was arrested in February and questioned under criminal caution on suspicion of misconduct in public office related to his role as a British trade envoy. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
People have set fire to an Ebola treatment center in one of the towns at the heart of the outbreak in eastern Congo. Fear and anger growing over the health crisis in that country. News and analysis, townhall.com. A judge clears the deck of all charges against a former school administrator in a school shooting case.
Ebony Parker was accused of ignoring warnings about a six-year-old with a gun. The judge ruled Thursday that the actions of Parker did not constitute a crime. The charges against the former assistant principal stemmed from a July 2023 shooting at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia. Teacher Abby Zwerner was wounded. A grand jury indictment charged Parker with 8 felony counts of child neglect, each carrying a potential 5-year sentence. Parker's defense argued she was unaware the child had a gun. Keith Peters, Washington.
Forecasters are predicting a developing El Nino could dampen the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season, but it would not completely eliminate the chance of violent weather. NOAA's forecasting a below-average season, fewer named storms, and fewer hurricanes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The 22nd of May, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. And on the line is Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. Good morning with our Market Minute.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 333 points at 50,617. The S&P 500 positive 42 points at 7,488. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 111 points at 26,404. Active stocks this morning, Rigetti Computing up $3.99, trading at $26 even. NVIDIA down $2.40 at $217.11. Nokia up $1.12, trading at $15.30. And D-Wave Quantum up $3.81 at $29.56 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.582%. Over to commodities, gold is down $39 an ounce at $4,522. Silver down $1.32 at $76.09 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. We made another week.
Susan, it was good seeing you at the State of the Tribe, too.
So. It was very good. Thank you. Everyone have a great weekend. Yes, it was
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you. You bet. And that's Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments for Stifel Investments. And you spell that S-T-I-F-E-L. And she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. And you can reach her at 530-244-7199. She knows what she is does. I can tell you that. So it's National Road Trip Day.
And vanilla pudding day.
And vanilla pudding. You know what? I can go for vanilla pudding. I like vanilla pudding. And road trip day, it was the story of my life. That could be the book of my life, road trip. Some road trips I wanted to go on,
Sturgis. You went against your will.
Going to Mogadishu was not on. You know, it's funny. Going to Mogadishu, even if I was with, like, you know, 10,000 of my closest friends, just wasn't on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And, in fact, didn't even know I was going to be going there until it broke.
Hey, have you ever stopped at a Bucky's?
A Bucky's. They didn't have one in the dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You never been to one?
No, they're in Texas, right?
They are in Middle America and, yeah,
isn't it
Southwest.
It's a huge, like, truck stop.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
It's like a Walmart?
It's almost like a Walmart, yeah. The food is good.
Really?
Highly recommended, yeah.
Bucky's. Got it. Hey, today, it's going to be the warmest day here for the next week. It's going to be up to 98 today. And as I mentioned in the first hour, sadly, I read my first article about somebody leaving their child in a car and the child dying. First one I've read for the year. It was down in Alabama, and the father had been drinking and all this, but the child, 1 year old, left in the car, did not survive. So 98, it's up to 140 in your car. Don't leave your pets. Don't leave your kids. Don't leave grandma, grandpa, your plants, anything in that car. You think you're going to go in first for 5 minutes, and then something happens. So just be aware of that. Now, tonight, low around 66, so that's a 33-degree change, which makes it palatable living here in Redding. 98 during the day, 66 at night, as opposed to living in Phoenix, where it's 112 during the day and 100 in the evening. Saturday, 92, Sunday, 91, and on Memorial Day, it's going to be beautiful. Sunny with a high near 86. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 80. Then it starts going back up again into the mid to high 80s by next Thursday. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, been in the business 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny, like I said, about 30 years ago. Three generations of Kennys are working in there at that business and provide outstanding service and always give discounts to seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. One of my favorite times of the month is having House of Realty on just to see what Cameron's going to do next. Last week we had the pancake breakfast.
Yep.
And I called you early, told you about it, and you said, okay, that's fine. And then, so we set up this Friday. So, yay.
Perfect. Yeah, that works well.
Bruce and Cameron Middleton.
Here. I didn't know it was road trip. I didn't know it was road trip day. Otherwise, I would have split, but, at least be at the golf course. By the way, I want to go to...
Your idea of splitting is taking your child to school and then going to work.
Yeah. Which is an awful lot of fun trying to deal with the drop-off, pick-up situation.
You said somebody came in from the opposite direction.
Up at Grant School.
And that's all it takes.
One rookie,
and the whole day is gone.
One rookie father probably just was assigned to do this just once. Mom's out of town or something and just had no idea. He went absolutely the wrong way. They had to reroute him through the bus lane, which, of course, did not work, which worked fine until the bus actually showed up in the opposite direction. So that turned into a whole other thing. They had to have him back up. We had a nice little traffic jam. Swayze Road was never designed for the Grant morning pick-up and drop-off, but I don't think that one's going to get fixed anytime soon. So, I would have the golf course would have been nice. In fact, I was listening to the earlier segment, and I've been really wanting, I was telling Dad this the other day, to go try out the new Aqua Golf down there, down at Park Marina.
I haven't done that yet, but I've driven by it a couple times. There's a lot of people out there.
Well, I really want to see if you can hit a 3-wood from your house to the jail is what I want to check out.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
It's kind of at an angle. It'll get there.
Yeah, it's kind of downhill.
Get it bounce there. It on faster, just
right. I've got to get it over the trees, though. And then, I mean, I wave at them. They wave at me. I wave at them. I've gotten phone calls from the jail. I get letters from the jail. You know, very thick letters. Don't they have a limit of how much paper that they can write on? Obviously not. So, okay. I just heard that, and this has to do with, hopefully, with real estate and homes, that President Trump has proposed using the Pell Grant for trade, that people in the trades use Pell Grants to pay for their training in plumbing, electrician, all of that kind of stuff. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that. Okay. That they were attempting to do that rather than just for a traditional college education, but putting it towards trade schools. That's something, I mean, I don't know in terms of the fiscal aspect, but that certainly I would support. You know, we see it around here, the lack of people in the trades.
Yeah.
I remember some of the most brilliant people I've ever worked with were up at when I worked in the salmon canneries in Alaska. You know, plumbers, welders, fabricators, some of these guys could make anything out of nothing. It was absolutely unbelievable what they would do. And, you know, frankly, I think if I would, you know, my son ended up being a plumber or a welder, something like that. I couldn't be more proud. Plus, I would hopefully be able to retire a little bit earlier. A lot of these younger kids don't realize how much you can make.
Well, my grandson, who did a year in New Mexico State and did well, but that's not what he wanted to do. So he switched over to HVAC school, same university. It's on the campus. For HVAC, and my granddaughter just last week graduated with a master's in forensic psychology, and he's going to be making more money than she is probably within 3 years. And he loves it. He just loves it and wants to work on commercial HVAC. But we need tradesmen like that. We're not part of the problem, from what I understand from you, Bruce, is the cost of construction. Cost of labor is because, you know, it's just not there.
Well, we have a shortage of good tradespeople here. Back when the Great Recession, a lot of people left Reading because there wasn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we have far fewer now than what we had then. I was fortunate enough to both Rotary and the Shasta County Board of Realtors to be on the scholarship committees. And we made sure that we offered scholarships for trade schools as well. So, you know, not everybody's going to be a 4.8 student and whatever to go to college. So trade schools are very important, and so we certainly supported that.
Absolutely.
I think the other factor, too, is everybody's talking about AI and what AI does, and in terms of the impacts on that, try going to ChatGPT and asking it to, you know, fix the clog in your clean-out. You know, underneath your house, it's not going to be able to help you out.
It can tell you a good story about it.
It can, but I mean, in terms of job security with regards to AI, if you're in the trades, AI is not going to hammer a nail. It's not going to fix a pipe. In terms of, you know, being able to weld something on site, it's not going to be able to do it.
I read a great article right before we're getting ready to take a break. I read a great article about 10 jobs are going to be affected by AI, 10 jobs that are not. The trades were like number two.
Yeah.
And that there's no way, at least at this portion, that the trades of being able to build a house, put in an electrical system, clean out your pipes and all that, where a lot of other jobs that are more of a mental, you know, workout than a physical workout. AI is just a matter of time before it gets to it. So I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, and we're going to take a quick break.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
For Congress. At 2 in the morning, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights. In emergency response.
In aviation.
And now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message.
paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Hey, you go to the emergency room, you're having gastrointestinal, you got the flu or something, you don't like waiting. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center now has Fast Track. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right, you go online. Pick a time that's going to work for you. Now, they're going to come back for some questions strictly to make sure that this is not an emergency. You should be there right now. You know, shortness of breath, your chest hurts, one of those. They'll tell you, come in now, and we'll see you right away. But for those other things, stay at home. Get there. Be treated. How do you do it? You go to ShastaRegional.com and click the Fast Track Now tab right on the front page, and it works. I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and we had a listener call in from Arizona and told me it's only 94 here. Yeah, now it's only 94. Give it a week, okay? And thanks for listening though and calling us. Okay, real estate. What's it look like here this month?
Well, we've, I think probably the most significant thing, we get our inventory at the moment is at 838, on the residential side. I would say probably the bigger issue of the day is the rates. And rates have reached now a 9-month high, at a 6.65, and doesn't seem to be any immediate, relief in sight. I know this week or maybe today, if not next week, is the first day for the new Fed chair, but who I know kind of has a bit of a mandate from the president to try and reduce rates. The problem with that is that they just released on Wednesday, I think it was, right, Dad, that they the minutes from the last Fed meeting, and the majority of many of the governors that vote for the members of the voting committee, actually were leaning towards a rate increase rather than even staying neutral, let alone a rate decrease at this point. So while the Fed chair may be able to direct and have influence over the meeting itself and the other members and whatnot, It's still a majority vote of, I think it's, what is it, 12 of the 17 members of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the committee at the Fed, are able to do it. And it is a majority vote. So at the very least, it seems like any kind of rate increase coming from the Federal Reserve is probably unlikely in the near future, so long as inflation still remains above 3%. And doesn't seem to be heading back towards their 2% target.
Well, gold is $4,500. $4,514.49 an ounce.
A couple months ago, it was $5,500.
That's right. So yeah. what does that tell people? Because gold's tied into inflation and other things.
Yeah, a lot of people buy precious metals when inflation is occurring. I read this morning that they're projecting inflation to hit 6% in the next couple of months.
Wow.
With oil prices not decreasing. And you think about that, and everything's about affordability now. And, you know, with rates 6.5, they were briefly below 6 in the fives. And then yesterday, or the day before, I heard where Cal Fair is going to have a 30% increase in October. And that's that supplemental insurance when you have, it's the insurer of last resort.
Yes, for your homes. That because so many of the insurance companies have pulled out for sometimes good reasons, sometimes other. That's your last resort. And I also heard that they were so far behind
in trying to get
people signed up.
Well, they're underfunded. Yeah. But anyway, 30%. Is enormous. And generally, you need supplemental insurance to that as well. It only covers certain things, fire and whatever, not personal property liability. So
you got to have two insurance policies.
Yeah, so, but that one going up 30% is certainly going to have an effect. And, the insurance right now is the elephant in the room, and we're all having to deal with that. But when you have higher interest rates as well, it's going to make it tough. I think a lot of people right now that I talk to are, let's do a wait and see. And I don't blame them a bit. It's kind of hard, you know, with cost of everything going up. And then you look at diesel at $7 a gallon that delivers most of the goods. I mean, they've got to pass that on or do some kind of a surcharge. So. Yeah, in that regard, it's a little scary trying to figure out what's going to happen, and good luck trying to project the cost of building a home, because everything's fluctuating.
Every time you talk about, building a home, it seems like there's been another levy put on home builders by the state, and, just to make it more expensive, and, toilets, solar, water sprinkler systems, who knows? Maybe they're going to make it. Everybody has to have like a metal roof. I wouldn't be surprised to see that.
Well, yeah, and that you figure too. Interior sprinklers, solar. You start adding. We need affordable housing. Well, I don't know how you build affordable housing.
Tell the people about the $5 a square foot overcrowded. Because I tell people about this, and they say, "I've never heard of that."
That's overcrowded school fees, and it's dictated.
It's statewide
by the state. And it's over $5 a foot right now, and it goes up every year. And you think, well, wait a minute, we don't have one overcrowded school in Shasta County.
Yeah.
And yet it's over $5. So a 2,000 square foot home, before you go down to City of Reading to pay your fees and permits, you're going to pay $10,000 for overcrowded school fees, which just adds to the overall cost.
But this is to take care of the whole state, right?
Well,
it's not just the county. The state's losing people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, admissions are down.
Yeah.
The number of students. But, yeah, so it, when's it going to end? I mean, you vote for a bond issue, and generally there's some kind of a sunset.
Sunset on it.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing any sunset here, and it continues to go up.
So there's one of the reasons that the cost of housing the way it is. And as we pointed out, because of all the procedures that you have to go through and environmental everything, that if I had 5 acres of land and I wanted to develop it, it would take me years. Meanwhile, I'm paying off the 5 acres of land, and then now I've got to come up with the money to put, even if I wanted to put you know, duplexes in there. It just doesn't pencil out anymore.
It takes a generation. I mean, it really does. I was having this discussion with a couple of developers just the other day, and it really does take a almost a generation to do some of these developments from the time you actually purchase the land and then go through the concept, go through the with your engineers and architects, everyone, and kind of plan out the subdivision, then go through the process of actually subdividing the land, getting the actual subdivision map and being able to do that, then going through by the time you start, then get through to building permits, et cetera, get through, through your environmental, all of it. You've probably gone through at least two market cycles. And by cycles, I mean an up and a down by the time that happens. So your market could be completely different. Will be completely different from when you actually purchase that land. Then you start building, and most subdivisions and housing developments are done in phases. So you do them in phases. Well, then and you look at it. I think we were talking about Salt Creek Heights over here off Eureka Way, just there on the west side of town. And I'm trying to remember when that was. I was on the Planning Commission. My first time I was on the commission was when we approved that. So that was sometime between 2009 and 2013. Let's say it's on the latter side. They might be on phase 3 or 4 right now out of 8. And this is at least 13, 14 years later. So you're that far away. And that's a powerhouse entity that's actually going through and doing that development and getting it through. Well, obviously, car fire was an issue. But still, some of these things, they take so long that if you've got a real – I mean, the developments around here are – you can look at a lot of them, Highland Park, a lot of these are 300-400 home, say, developments, something that's going to make an actual impact on the supply in the community. You're probably not going to get that all completed. It's going to take you probably 20 years.
Well – we got to take a break here. So, Bruce, when I come back, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to make you king. Don't worry about Cameron. You're going to be prince consort, okay? What would you do to make it so that we could have affordable housing and quicker? And you're a developer. You've done that, and you've been in this business. House Realty is the longest-standing real estate firm in Redding in Shasta County by far. So what would you do to make – what would the changes you'd make so that we could actually build houses at an affordable rate when we get back? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice and has been since 2007. Why? I've never had a bad haircut. Another reason? They're good people down there. I've gone through several barbers as they've aged out, but Tim and Logan are there. They're young. They're going to be there a long time. Never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment so it works on my schedule. I don't have to wait around. Just by two ways. I can call them at 530-244-9478, or I can use Booksy and set up a time and date, gosh, for the whole year if that's what I wanted. But I don't roll that way. And then you get it confirmed, and then they send you an email or a text to remind you that day. Two good ways of making sure that you've got charge of your life. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Yeah, it's a great barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's, if that's what you remember. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Resner for Supervisor 2026.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Goodness, at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash and free slot play. Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls to say liars. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader. No one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Takes you right to our website. You can listen to us on streaming there. You can go to all of our local shows that we record and put in the archives if you've missed something. And you can go back and listen to the show. So welcome back. And my guests today are Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. And when I left, because I wanted to give Bruce a chance to think about it, he could probably have done it right then. If you were king and you could change everything, what would you do when it comes to the development of housing areas to make it quicker and more affordable?
Well, I'd probably secede from California and maybe make it Baja, Oregon or something and start there. You know, it's not just the city of Redding or Shasta County. The state is actually involved, and they dictate, you know, the interior sprinklers and the solar and all these different things. And
but you could do away with all that.
Well,
you can.
If you could, well, then obviously you can bring homes in at you know, much lower cost. You know, a lot of this is timing. I use Stillwater Industrial Park out there as an example. You know, prior to that, Hewitt Packard came up, and they were looking for, and they were going to bring 1,000 jobs. We didn't have anything shovel ready, so they went to Roseville. UC was looking for a possible campus up here, and there were two or three sites. minimum 500 acres and that type of thing. And I look at the industrial park right now. Amazon's taking that last parcel and whatever, but from start to ribbon cutting day was 10 years. Now, this is the government doing this. 10 years, and in that time we had the Great Recession. There wasn't a market for those lots when they were finally created.
Right.
Now we're looking at it's almost absorbed, and what happens from here? We should be looking at doing another park of some size. Somebody might want to come, and we're not going to have anything shovel-ready for a long period of time now. So once this fills up, but, you know, it took forever to do that. Housing right now, I know we have some developers looking at land to maybe create more lots, but the expense involved is tremendous. The timing, you have money tied up for a long period of time. You mentioned income units. If you're projecting to build income units and you work the numbers, you project out the rents and then work out the numbers coming backwards, you really can't afford to buy the ground. It won't work. And I know very few people that will develop for the long, long term if you're losing your culo in the
end. Of course.
Yeah. So.
Well, but if you could, okay, so say you do away with a lot of these requirements like solar and all these other things and the $5 square foot, maybe, you know, check that, you know, the CEQA stuff and put them under control so yeah. that you could literally knock $100,000 off the construction of a house.
Do that and shorten the process. The process yeah. takes too long. The Costco building was a prime example. Oh, yeah. We had that in escrow. We opened escrow, and it was 4.5 years later when that closed.
And what held that up?
Well, it was, you know, I mean, there were lawsuits and you know, everybody wanted, well, that's too big, public input and whatever, and it took forever. And then you have studies, nesting studies. Well, that was last year. We need to do another one. We need to do this. And it took 4.5 years. I was reading this morning they're putting a new Costco in Fresno, and it's taken a few years. It was going to be the largest Costco, 250,000 square feet. They've got it down now to 220, and it looks like they're going to be able to move forward. But they've been working on that one for a few years, and then by the time it's built, Costco, it's amazing. They can build a new Costco in about 4 or 5 months. They're tilt-ups.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to do it. They can get it done. But it's the process getting there. So as a king, I would shorten that process, certainly. Control cost.
Lawsuits. It seems like everything that we see built around here, there's a lawsuit going on.
Look at the projected Sykes Reservoir. That's been 40-plus years, and now they're talking about maybe it's going to happen. 40 years.
Newsom actually leaned in and said, we need this, and yet there's still, right after that, more lawsuits. And So it's a lot of times it's just a small group of people.
Yeah. Environmentalists, though, can tie up a project for years, and that happens frequently.
Well, okay. So we're not going to see any difference then, it sounds like. Are we going to face this in the future?
I think so. I think the other part is that there have been at least some, how would I put it? Some overtures from Sacramento, from the governor and others, they haven't materialized, but of trying to close up and go through some of these CEQA provisions and say, hey, from an environmental standpoint, we can look at the environmental issues, we can do that, we can address them, get them done faster, but trying to fast track some of these things. And, I mean, it's for their, you know, some of their pet projects, but they still, some have realized, at least in Sacramento, that it hasn't gone anywhere, there haven't been any actual real reforms, but that, yeah, this has gotten ridiculous. And all you have to do is look at other states. Other states have these, you know, same issues, and they're able to address them. They're able to do them satisfactorily and to mitigate any problems or any issues. It just doesn't take anywhere near as much time and anywhere near the expense. I think the other one, too, is in really put in the incentives, even if you don't have to do it across the board, put in the incentives for the workforce housing. So it's that workforce housing. It's that 1,200, 1,400 square foot house, you know, 3-2, 3-1, what have you, for, you know, families, younger people, those first time home buyers trying to get in. you could build a subdivision in around here and make it pencil with $600,000-$700,000 homes. You know, you can build subsidized, affordable housing apartment units for low-income renters with subsidies. What you can't do is find that middle ground. It's that middle household. You know, it's what I live in. I mean, I look up in my subdivision in my house, and you're not able to do that part anymore because, again, when you start off, no matter the size of the house, no matter just the fact you're going to build a single-family residence, period, you have such a number to start with, and that you have to start with such a high number and the fees, the permits, the school fees, everything else, that, yeah, you might be able to make that work with a home that costs several hundred thousand dollars, you know, upper six figures. But what we need to be able to do is do one that's mid six figures. You know, be able to build a $300,000 house. You know, $250,000 house. Get something that those people can come in and buy to where, you know, the median income in this area, median family income, can actually pencil at 6.5%. You know, they can get an FHA loan at 6%, still be able to buy that house, and that's the part that we need. That's where we're actually losing stock. Every time one of those houses becomes a short-term rental, or it burns down, or it becomes dilapidated, we are actually going into the negative. We are losing the number of homes that are in that workforce housing category. You know, which is really defined at about 80 to 140% of median income, and that's what builds a community. That's what builds your middle class in any kind of community.
Yeah, and it's also generational wealth and all that.
All of that.
What's interesting right now is it's election time. So listen to the political debates. They're all talking about affordable housing. Newsom was going to build, what, 250,000 homes
I think it was
a year?
Like a year.
Yeah.
250,000 a year.
Yeah, for his term, and he was going to do a million. Well, they're all saying the same thing. We're going to build affordable housing. Well, no one tells you how they're going to do it.
No.
And it's, you know, hey, it sounds wonderful, but it's a pipe dream, you know, until. The other thing is it's the NIMBYs, not in my backyard, these affluent, you know, neighborhoods and towns, Bay Area and whatever, they don't want subsidized housing in their neighborhoods or in their downtowns and whatever. So, you know, it's a never-ending battle.
Yeah, and it will continue to be so.
Because, Dad, what was that? 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we were down in Sacramento at the convention center, and we heard Newsom himself right there say, yes, this is what we're going to do, and within the next 5 years, we're going to have 2 million new homes developed. We're going to have all these new units, the whole thing. It isn't even close. It hasn't hit 200,000.
Well, you know what?
Let alone 2 million.
Were his lips moving when he said it?
You know, from the distance we were at, it looked like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take our last break. Let's take our last break here. Okay, and we'll be right back with House of Realty.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor, standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. Like we used.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Near Talk Radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, the 22nd of May, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be going up to 98 today, so be aware. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Just to let everybody know, it'll be the best of on Monday. We're shutting down the offices and studios for Memorial Day. And so... I'm not sure. It could be this show. I enjoyed this show. We could play it again. Our guest are House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. I tried to make Bruce king and tell him just to change everything. And did we have these same problems building things 20 years ago? At what point would you say, I am this, not this date, but this time period, things just completely went off the rail?
Oh, I don't know if you can have a definite time period. I
because it's just another drop of water.
You know, as costs increase and whatever. You know, look at the city of Reading. I mean, right now they're financially they're in trouble and they're trying to make ends meet and whatever. And one of the ways they can do that is to generate more income, and so they pass that on. And I think it just pretty much everybody. You know, you go to the grocery store, well, their costs are up, so they're going to pass those on. It doesn't matter. I'm concerned about it when I read, like this morning, they're projecting 6%. And then, you know, there'll be another article and talk about deflation when certain things happen, whatever. And there's just a lot of unknowns at this time. How long is this Iran war going to last? And one thing they're saying is oil prices won't drop substantially for quite some time, even if it ends today.
Yeah, so. Considering we're pumping so much oil right now, yeah. the most we ever have, it seems like, well, where's it going then? I mean, if, you know, we get selling it to other countries, because it seems like, I don't know, maybe we just don't have enough refineries here, which is...
Well, that is part of the problem. I know there's two in California that have closed yeah. this last year, and there were only, what, nine, I think, total, and now there's seven.
Seven, I don't even think there's that many.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're down to like five south in L.A.
And we bring all that oil in. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we're getting it from right here in the United States.
Well, and that's it, too. And I know crude oil, I mean, going through that process is you know, there's some complexities. There's different types. There's different, you've got, you know, Brent crude. You've got North Sea. I mean, there's different type, Texas Intermediate.
Yeah.
You know, there's different types of crude oil, different qualities, different, you know, what they, how they're able to transfer it, what they refine it into, whether we're talking yeah. kerosene, all the way up to, you know, gasoline, diesel, et cetera. I mean, there's, you know.
But it's the bedrock. Because yeah. everything runs on the petroleum. And, you know, all of our groceries, everything, you know, our construction materials, everything. So.
And keep in mind, too, I mean, we're not Venezuela. It's not a nationalized thing. These are private entities, you know, worldwide that do this. So it's really a matter of, hey, if you know, it's a global commodity, the way the prices are traded. So it's not like, hey, we can, you know, a private company could say, gosh, I can, if we're at $100 a barrel, I'm going to go ahead and sell $100, you know, go sell it over to Germany for $100. Why would I sell it in the United States for 80? So it is a global commodity. So it is sent, it's traded, it's moved around. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz issue is a big one. Then again, I think, you know, at some point this probably will end. When and if it does, yeah, we will see that come back down, but to what degree has the damage already been done? And I, you know, look at a global, you know, trade, you know, overall from a macroeconomic perspective, you know, that you can do some damage that you can't come back from. And there's also parts that, you know, I mean, oil goes up and down. It will come back down, but prices don't come back down. Are they going up 2% a year? Or are they going up 3? Are they going up 6%? Or where we were at 9%+? And that all accumulates. It's compounding yeah. over and over
the
and over.
The tide doesn't go all the way back out.
Have you ever seen a Hormuz? They are hideous creatures.
I have not seen a Hormuz. No. No.
Well, you know,
did you get a hunting tag for one of those?
I may be in the minority here, and I think I am. But frankly, I don't want your boy to be fighting in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to have a nuke that they can sneak in here and destroy, you know, our cities, our towns. And I may be, you know, and having been in that part of the country a long time fighting these guys, their mindset is totally different. Mm-hmm. And Trump has been the only one that's called them. But he needs to finish this.
Oh, and I agree.
He needs to finish this quickly.
Yeah, I agree. It has to be finished quickly. I think the other part, too, you bring up about, you know, these conflicts and how long they last. I don't want to see my son, you know, dealing with this either. You know, and I do worry about that with Iran, that, you know, there's what, I don't know, eight or nine nuclear powers in the, you know, nuclear yeah. capable countries in the world, but they don't use them. If Iran has one, they'll give it to Hezbollah or someone within, and they'll use it.
I can't
four
help
minutes.
But think from my experience there that would happen. Anyway, okay. What would you tell homeowners and home buyers right now in where we are? I got like four minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's good times, bad times, whatever. If you need to buy a house right now, the rates are a little higher, but prices haven't risen much at all. And I think ultimately what you're going to see is, if in fact rates start dropping, the price of homes are going to go up. You can always refi. So once again, we've talked about this before, pick your poison. You buy now $400,000, but it's a 6.5% loan, or buy 3 years from now and it's 4.5% loan, but it's, you know, $500,000. So,
right.
You know, it's,
because you can always refi.
Yeah, you can. And refi costs money and whatever, but you know, a lot of people took advantage. I think Cameron's house is 2.99 or something like that, which I never thought I'd see in my lifetime.
I got a lower one than that. And it's assumable because it's a
VA.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a veteran to assume it, which really opens it. I mean, that adds to the value of your home, believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me.
So. Well, how do people get a hold of House of Realty? The longest standing real estate firm in Shasta County, maybe even the whole North State.
Yeah, since 1965. I was not there for the opening.
We're going to have to change the ad because the ad says for over 50 years.
Yeah, now it's over.
Over 60.
No, it's over 60.
Yeah.
Come on in, buddy.
Come on in. We'll do it. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you can get a hold of us at 530-241-8300 or, easy to remember, houseofrealty.com. And, or you can even walk in. You know, we have people that just walk in. I had a gentleman walk in a couple of weeks ago. He was actually from Edmonton, Canada. Great gentleman, came in, wanted to buy a piece of land here, loves the area. He'd looked all over the North State, even somewhat in Central California, and wanted to buy something. We put it in escrow, and he's actually going to be coming back again this weekend, but he just walked right in the front door. We took care of him and got him all lined up.
We had a sponsor this year, a chicken farmer out of Alabama, maybe it was Louisiana, and he goes, I want to sponsor the rodeo. And so, you know, turns out he's selling all of his businesses and he's moving to Palo Cedro.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, why? But, you know, Louisiana may be a reason, but he's been following what's going on here and he wanted to sponsor the rodeo.
That's
he wanted to be part of it.
It wasn't Tyson, was it?
But that would have been nice. Anyway, thank you so much for being with me here today.
Absolutely.
And being flexible in your time.
Please tell Linda happy birthday, belated. So.
I will do that. I'm sure she's awake now. You know, like I said, when our pub crawl starts at 5, we're back home by 8, and we're still wiped out.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Memorial Day is being celebrated Monday, and it's truly on the 30th. But remember what Memorial Day is. We're paying homage. We're remembering those who gave their lives for our country. There's been millions. But have a safe and happy weekend, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.